Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 22, verses 1 to 21. You'll find it on page 165 in your pew Bibles. Now, this begins one of the more interesting stories in the book of Numbers, the story of Balaam, the occult witch doctor, who is summoned by Balak, who is the king of Moab, to curse the people of Israel. This is going to go through chapter 24. It's quite a lengthy and interesting account. Now, the story is that the Israelites are working their way through the promised land, and they are a terror in the minds of the people whose lands they're going, largely because of the size of them. And Balak doesn't think he can handle them because of their sheer numbers. So he wants to get some leverage spiritually, and he's going to seek evil powers through this pagan witch doctor of a person named Balaam. Now, this depicts the very thing the New Testament says about our lives, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities in the spiritual realm. And that's what Balaam does, is he summons them and serves them. Now, what's interesting is, as we'll see, he's not able to do what Balak wants. I think probably not what he wants. You'll see that God interacts with him. In fact, he calls him the Lord my God. Does that mean that he's a saved man? Count me as skeptical on that score. We'll see later on in the chapter, his donkey calls God the Lord. I don't think his donkey's saved. The Lord's sovereign over even the evil powers. And what he will say throughout this account is, I am not able to do anything that the Lord does not permit me. Now, one thing this shows is that the God of the Bible is the true God. Yahweh, the Lord, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the true God. And yes, you and I face spiritual opposition, and they are not able to do anything that God is not intending for good. What they mean for evil, God means for good, and God is sovereign over it. There are plenty of people who want to curse the gospel and believers in the gospel today. Fear them not, because God is sovereign over them. As Balaam will say, he is not able to do anything except what the Lord, the true God, permits. Well, let's begin the interesting account of Balaam, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers chapter 22. Then the people of Israel set out and camped in the plains of Moab beyond the Jordan at Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw that all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was in great dread of the people, because they were many. Moab was overcome with fear of the people of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, "This horde will now lick up all that is around us as the ox licks up the grass of the field." So Balak, the son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at that time, sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which is near the river in the land of the people of Ammon, to call him, saying, "Behold, a people has come up out of Egypt. They cover the face of the earth, and they are dwelling opposite me. Come now, curse this people for me, since they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I should be able to defeat them and drive them from the land, for I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the fees for divination in their hand. And they came to Balaam and gave him Balak's message. And he said to him, "Lodge here tonight, and I will bring back word to you as the Lord speaks to me." So the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. And God came to Balaam and said, "Who are these men with you?" And Balaam said to God, "Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, 'Behold, a people has come up out of Egypt, and it covers the face of the earth. Now come, curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to fight against them and drive them out.'" God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." So Balaam rose in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Go to your own land, for the Lord has refused to let me go with you." So the princes of Moab rose and went to Balak and said, "Balaam refuses to come with us." Once again, Balak sent princes more in number and more honorable than these. And they came to Balaam and said to him, "Thus says Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will surely do you great honor. And whatever you say to me, I will do. Come, curse this people for me." But Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the command of the Lord my God to do less or more. So you two, please stay here tonight that I may know what more the Lord will say to me. And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, if the men have come to you to call you, rise, go with them, but only do what I tell you. So Balaam rose in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen.